This is DOE SBIR Talk.
There are numerous places in the DOE Phase 1 SBIR STTR application package where facilities and equipment should be addressed. In this tutorial, we will discuss each of these, but briefly. The first place to mention facilities and equipment is in the work plan, which is part of the project narrative. As part of explaining how you are going to conduct the Phase 1 research, you should mention the equipment being used. By also stating where each task or activity will be performed, you can easily indicate the particular facility you will be using. The second place to mention facilities and equipment is in the Facilities Equipment section, also of the project narrative. DOE requires that this information is included, and your goal is to demonstrate that you have the required tools to conduct the Phase 1 effort. DOE also states in the FOA that items of equipment to be leased or purchased should be described and justified in this section. This suggests that your explanation should not be brief, vague, or general. Imagine someone asking you to buy them a $5,000 item. Consider what information you would want them to provide before you agree to do so. The third place where this same topic is addressed is in the Project Performance Site Location Form. This is a separate document that you can download from grants.gov and is described in the instructions for completing a DOE SBIR STTR Phase 1 grant application. This should include the address of the site or sites where the work will be performed, remembering that at least one of them has to be the small business applicant's location. DOE advises that you should not check the box regarding, quote, "I am submitting an application as an individual and not on behalf of a company," end quote, because only small businesses can receive SBIR STTR awards. The fourth place where facilities and equipment should be addressed is in the R&R budget form, also part of the application package. Now, there are various places within this form where equipment and facilities must be addressed, but because of the level of detail, these are discussed only in the PDF version of this tutorial. So, after listening to this podcast, please be sure to review the PDF version for these important details.
This is DOE SBIR Talk.